All right. Welcome back to my podcast that I will not say the name of. It's called Cast Burgers.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's a horrible business model to have a podcast. You won't.
It's a horrible name. I made the hardest to Google name. And it's like, I already have a podcast. I should start a new one. Podcast plus Asperger's.
Oh, buddy. Do you have Asperger's?
No.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
Because that rumor's been going around. You started it. You have jokes about it. You told everybody that you were retired. And we were like, okay, he's the most handsome, like, Asperger's guy.
I mean, I've had therapists tell me they think I have autism. But they're not qualified to make
that's
that.
That's not Asperger's. That's everybody's a little autistic.
It's the same
thing. You've got it high on the spectrum, I'm sure. But not, I mean.
I don't think I'm autistic. I just think I'm really curious about stuff. And I have no problem with hiding it.
Yeah.
And I just think a lot of different things all the time. Okay, maybe that's autism. I don't know, dude.
I would love you to just keep explaining, like, trains. I'm a huge fan of trains, which is, here's the thing. I love trains. I'm stoked about Peterbilts. I'm stoked about, you know, trains, and they're cool. My great grandpa was a train driver for Union Pacific. He used to travel the country driving trains. That's cool as hell.
I think the difference between an autistic guy and a douchey guy is muscles. Like, if a jack guy, if a skinny guy has a dragon tattoo, yeah, you're like, okay, that guy's like into anime or something. But if like a jack guy is like, oh, look, a dragon, you're like, douche.
Hmm. I don't know. Maybe so. Maybe it's just I think it's a general vibe that they're giving off, you know? Like a skinny guy with a dragon tattoo, if he's like, hey, check out my dragon tattoo, I'm going to be like, that's kind of weird, dog. I would just like to see I would appreciate your dragon tattoo if it was just, I saw it in the wild. That's kind of douchey if something's coming up and telling you. Yeah, you don't have to show it off. Don't be so braggadocious. I say with a mullet. I got a dragon tattoo on the back of my head.
Bro, a lot of people have problems with our haircut.
Some people. I think it's changing. There was a negative stereotype to mullets for a long time. And then, you know, we're just, it's come back around, and this time we're going to do it right. But we're bringing back race cars. We're bringing back mustaches. I'm going to try to make mullets, you know, they've always been cool, but for whatever reason, the perception of people were like, oh, they're either racist or they're bigots or they're whatever. It doesn't have to be. Quit putting parameters on things. How about it's just cool hair, and cool guys with this haircut do cool shit.
The problem is people feel threatened by the mullet because they're jealous of the fact they can't pull it off as well as you. That's the biggest problem people have with it.
I don't think so. I don't run a lot. I get more compliments from dudes than I do. Anybody like do it's all
No, I get a lot of compliments from guys.
Yeah, honestly, I'm not getting a lot of hate from it. I'm not getting I used to. It's changing though, man. It's changing.
Okay, by a lot of people,
like
I mean, like
here's where it does
90% of people love it, yeah, and then 10% of people don't. But 10% of a million is still 100,000. Yeah. So
I don't know that math, but
it's 100,000 people.
I was at
Sacco. Is that correct?
Well, I was at the Whole Foods, and the security guard followed me around because the studio's close to a Whole Foods. So I went in there to get some water and some, you know, different juices or whatever they're doing. And I went in there, and then the security guy just follows me around the whole time.
Man, it's that weird.
Like profiling.
I feel like we look pretty similar.
I think you're looking through fucking Versace colored glasses there, bud. I'm a little bit chunkier. I'm a little bit more wholesome. You got the whole MMA fighter, you know, gold chain. I mean, we're similar in a lot, some ways. White,
but if white, if we both went to the same place in a town far away and they saw us both, they'd be like, those guys are probably together.
I would say probably so, depending on what you're wearing.
Oh yeah. Can we talk about the fact that we pulled up here and, a homeless man.
Oh, you couldn't make it 10 minutes in this episode when I talk about that. My stomach was upset. I was juice laying.
Oh, someone just shit all over the wall to enter here.
These homeless people are really, really becoming a problem in Austin. I mean, it's like, it's not like, I got an altercation with one the other night. How many bum fights have you seen?
I don't know. Not too many.
Okay, cool. You haven't. Okay. Well, outside of the creek in the cave, we've seen at least 7 or 8. That they're just like full swinging, getting after it in the street. And it's like, it's awkward.
Because you don't want to not watch. If it's anybody else, but there's, for some reason, because it's homeless, we're like, don't give them any attention. Nobody look.
Well, no,
happening.
What are you going to do? Break them up and then touch them?
Listen, I'm not touching them.
That's gross. You could get cut. You could get infected. You could hurt yourself up a hobo fight.
Yeah, yeah. But then it feels weird. I feel like kind of like, it feels weird to watch, you know? It does feel weird to watch because they're like, ugh, that's rock bottom for those guys, right? If you're a homeless person, at least you're a homeless person that's, you know, staying under the bridge and trying to like work on it or whatever, and you're figuring out, maybe that's how you live your life. Maybe you're a vagrant and you just want to be under a bridge. That could be somebody's dream, you know? And you don't want to crush that. But if you're bare knuckle boxing in the middle of a street on a Tuesday afternoon, you're getting close to rock bottom.
I don't know, bro. If I was homeless, that's what I'd be doing.
Yeah, I know, but you're too handsome to be a homeless person. Somebody will pick you up.
Have you been to LA? They got good looking homeless people over there.
Do they?
Oh yeah. I'm talking like 8-pack rip dudes.
There's nobody out here that's homeless that's like, oh, that person shouldn't be homeless. Everybody, I don't know, man. Homeless person in Austin is a homeless person.
There's a lot of homeless people that look like they could pass as like part of our friend group or something.
No.
When I first moved to Austin, I was like, oh, I wonder what this place is up to. Like, I was driving down Congress. I saw a group of people and I was like, oh, I wonder what that cool group of people's up to. Like, that must be a cool place. That's the thought I had.
Yeah.
And then I got closer and I realized they're all homeless.
Yeah.
I was like, whoa.
Dude. Well, the homeless here, they do it like, they don't wear fancy clothes. They don't do it. They like, it's the very tattered things. Lots of, you know, a lot of them have their hospital badges on them. That's a pro move, by the way. A homeless person keeping the hospital badge they give you, or like the wristband. Cause then
I see the wristband.
They said that they keep the wristband cause they go, hey, just got out of the hospital. Like they got it. And I'm like, dude, I carry cash around. They can sell me.
They're flexing that they got free healthcare.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, I got teeth that are going. I need healthcare. Why do you get a wristband?
That's a good point, man. Yeah,
that's how I feel.
It's also funny. I feel like I've been trying to understand what is funny. Like, why? Why do people? Why are things?
Oh, brother, be both.
Yeah, I mean,
we can cut some, you know.
I know, I'm trying to hard, like, I'm trying to bring like the professional persona on here, but
you should never try to do that.
That's what you were trying to do.
That's not your game, dog. Hey, big, what is it? Jake the Snake. All right, brother. Hey, could you find, definition of Asperger's?
It's not a,
is that a definition thing? Is it?
It's the definition. I think it's called the diagnosis or the symptoms. The symptoms.
Is it symptoms?
Yeah.
All right. Because let me know if you...
Listen, you proved your point earlier. As soon as I started explaining how my mind works, it fits right in Asperger's. So...
Yo.
Sure, I do.
Which kind of makes me think...
If anyone asks me if I'm guilty of anything, I just say no.
I have to get...
You have Asperger's? No. You Jewish? No.
Are you Jewish?
No.
Look, dude, I got to get this tooth replaced. And I think this is an opportunity for you. As much as it is for me, because I have to get it replaced anyway. And I have the cash to put down on this tooth. I'm getting
gold tooth.
Get a gold tooth and I'll put a cricket on it. Yo, dude, I'm traveling across the country doing, you know, race car shit. I'm doing stand-up comedy. I'll take pictures with it. Like promoting golden cricket bars. People are like, where'd you get that golden cricket?
That sounds, I'm not saying no.
Okay. All right. We'll work on it. It's a working. Yeah.
It's
a pitch.
Depends how much it costs. And
I think
I got a marketing budget, you know?
I think at least it's hard to say because implants around $2,500. So I can't imagine a gold one being that much more. But if we can, if it's a lot more, then we can go to Mexico. And there's no way we can get it done in Mexico for $2,500.
Yeah.
I know 100%. And that would be fun to go down there and film. The dentist industry down there, we find somebody good. We're not doing like a $500 job, but we get, you know, find a gold tooth and then, but the putting the cricket part on is going to be a task.
Well, it would have to be like the logo printed into the gold.
There it is.
That would be the easiest way.
Yeah. So I think that's a great idea. And I think it's a good way for you to get your, you know, golden cricket bars. Tell us about cricket bars. I am so excited. I've not had like a conversation longer than 5 minutes about this thing. And it's so interesting. I do. I'm genuinely like there was, and I'm showing it to people. I had my cousins try it this weekend at the family reunion when I went to Louisiana. And they had a lot, they get good reviews and mixed reviews.
Yeah, I'd say most people like it.
Yeah.
Of the vast majority of people really do like it.
Yep.
We only have one flavor right now. It's peanut butter, chocolate, banana,
okay,
and a protein bar. And it's like honestly, 90% of people love it. 10% of people don't like it, but hey,
you're going to have that.
If anyway. I'm even at 90%, that's still amazing.
Yeah.
Even if it was half and half, that's still good enough to
and it doesn't,
build a business off.
There's no, it doesn't feel like there's crickets in it. And even if there is, or maybe I like the way the crickets taste. I want to know what a cricket tastes like. Cause I've had crickets in Mexico where they did the honey glaze on top of them. Those were delicious.
Yeah, they're good, man. I mean, it's just, there's like a weird mental thing about it. Cause
it's like you're eating bugs, but you're doing it with lobsters and shrimp. Cajuns will eat. The only thing I think I won't eat is a cockroach. I'm cutting it at cockroaches, but all other
bugs.
That's
fair.
I'll do a ladybug. I've eaten ladybugs before.
Honestly, I just hate crickets and I want to kill them all.
Oh no, don't go that direction.
There's too many damn crickets.
I don't, there is every once in a
they're
while.
They're a pest.
They're a pest.
You can't say that about any other animal you eat. You can't be like, yeah, I love steak. Fuck cows. Then you're a bad person. But if you say, I hate crickets, let's kill them and eat them, you're still a good person.
There's been a couple cows that I enjoyed eating. There was this one heifer that kept fucking putting me in the side of a chute gate. Like every time I turned my back on her and she would fucking rush. And she did not just to me, it was everybody. And she was just a pain in the butt. And she kept acting up. And when we put her on the trailer, I was like, I can't wait. I can't wait to eat one of those steaks, dude.
That must have been the best steak of your life.
Oh, it's great. It had vengeance in it. It had resolve. It had, there's so much more than just the protein. And that's what I think you can bring to the table with cricket bars.
Exactly.
That's the kind of energy and the kind of, you know, kind of, what is, so there's the benefit of, cause if I'm selling this thing, if I'm promoting it, I believe in it. Right? Want to believe in it 100%. So I got to know about it. What is the water-based thing where you're saving, you have that on the package. So what is that about? Cause somebody asked me and I was like, they're like, how are you saving so much water? Cause it's like 150 gallons
per bar. Yeah.
Per bar that you're saying you're saving. So where is that? How is that happening? Cause we're about to have a water crisis. I'm telling you, the lakes here are drying up in Texas and it's getting scary. Jacob's Well dried up this year. If we can make cricket bars, provide more water for the ecosystem, I'm all about that.
All right. How does that happen? So let's say you measure how much water it takes to say how much water it takes to make whey protein, for example, would be the same number as how much it takes to make steak because it's coming from the same animal. So you're measuring how much water they're consuming,
yes,
in their lifespan.
Yeah.
Where, well, I guess no, the calculation would be slightly different.
So you're trying to compete with the cattle industry?
Yeah.
We might be at arms on that, buddy.
Well, I mean,
don't go against the cattle industry. Texas people aren't going to go for it.
But I'm not saying to not eat steak. I love steak.
Okay, good. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not saying stop eating steak. I'm just saying stop eating whey protein bars.
Oh yeah. Fuck whey protein bars. Look at all the guys that eat them. They're douchebags. They're frat people. They're guys that, or they're like those skinny women that put their nose up at places.
Hey, don't talk shit about my customer base.
Oh, sorry. Get off of whey protein. I think it's the whey protein that's making those people uppity. And you should get off that, go to cricket bars, and do something good with your life.
Yeah, it's also like 70% of the world is lactose intolerant.
What?
Most people can't drink milk.
What?
I'm one of them.
No shit. You can't drink milk.
I mean, I do, and it hurts. And
okay, well, that's different. That's how my dad is.
I shouldn't. It's like a big time day ruiner.
Really?
Yeah.
Big time day. What about ice creams?
Listen, I can get away with small amounts.
Yeah.
But
it just blows your back out.
Yeah.
Damn.
One thing I've noticed though is that, you know, McDonald's, you know, is all fake food.
Yeah.
And their McFlurries are fine for me because I don't think they use real milk at all.
I don't think there's any dairy in those.
It's just all chemicals. Another thing is I switched over to oat milk for a little bit.
Oat milk. Ugh.
And I looked at the ingredients.
Yeah.
And it was a bunch of shit that I couldn't pronounce.
Well,
I think you and me both on that, buddy.
Dude, that's the whole,
a lot of things.
The entire food industry is designed to make us sick and kill us.
Yeah.
Like every single thing sold at a grocery store. So when people hit me with this conspiracy stuff that I'm like part of the World Economic Forum and I'm trying to like force people to eat bugs, it's like, dude, the government doesn't want you to eat bugs because they can't profit off of the patent formulation. Yeah. They want you to eat lab grown meat. The FDA just approved lab grown meat.
Oh, that scares the shit out of me.
Yeah.
That's about
to, they want you to eat GMOs because they can't patent nature, I guess, just due to the laws that they created, but they can tweak nature and then patent those tweaks.
Yo, fuck Freddy, fuck Jason, Jeepers Creepers, all them Halloween boys. Them making meat in labs scares the shit out of me.
It's weird.
That's so scary.
They've created consciousness in a lab. They've created brains.
Why are they
in a petri dish that can play the Pong game?
What? I don't know if that's true.
It is.
Are you fact checking that?
I did.
There's no way they made something in a petri dish and play the game Pong. Why is that? Make them play chess. How does it play Pong? If it can play Pong, it can play chess, just moving something.
Yeah.
So that might be a computer system that they just stuck inside of a petri dish and said, ooh, look, it's playing.
That is true, because I did see them hook up nodes to a plant that was controlling an arm of a machete, and it was waving a big knife around from potted plant. And it's like, okay, well, that just has, like, sure, there's electrical signals moving through everything. It's not consciously like, I have a knife now. I've been waiting for this moment.
No.
So you can interpret science a lot of different ways.
And if that's the case, then why didn't they cut that test right then? As soon as it grabbed a knife and did something, they're like, all right, it's evil. We got to start again.
Because they gave it can't do anything without the parameters. You know, they plugged it in and they backed up.
For now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the scary. But where is it going from there?
I don't know, man. I kind of think AI.
Why even fuck around with it? That's my thing. It's like people are doing it. This might just be the progression, and I might go out like my ancestors did. And I think that's how we all go. Eventually the progression catches up to you and kicks you out. I was hoping I could make it to at least my 40s before it happened.
Well, I think just as humans, we're designed to poke the bear.
Yeah.
Like, what happens?
That's true, man.
You got to push the envelope
around. We love to fuck around as a species. I don't think any species besides the honey badger likes to fuck around as much as humans do.
Yeah. Fuck around and find out.
Yeah, man.
That's what we're all about.
And it's the fun to live that way. But why can't you fuck around and find out? Like, why can't we get to, why are we worried about AI when we haven't even gotten to space yet? There's not flying cars yet. There's not there's so much cooler stuff to be doing.
Well, space. You want to talk about conspiracy theories? Okay. You don't at all, but I do.
Okay. I know you do, buddy. And I don't know anything about them. And honestly, I don't have the mental capacity. I got other stuff to worry about, hunting and fishing and race car shit.
To worry, oh man.
About conspiracies. But
I just worry about it all.
I bet you do, buddy.
I don't sleep.
Oh, then don't That's worry. Stop worrying about That's it. You can't true. Do anything about it.
I sleep well.
Do you?
I've been sleeping great lately.
Okay, good. You're fighting and you got to get your rest, buddy.
Yeah. No, so Wernher von Braun was a Nazi brought in by Operation Paperclip.
I know Operation Paperclip.
And he helped found NASA.
He helped found NASA. Oh, yeah, they brought all the Nazis over. Because honestly, all that, they were messing around over there, but they came up with some good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to admit.
I mean, I'm Jewish and, I came from Polish Jewish descent, and I don't have any, whole lot of connections there. I feel like I don't have a dog in the fight, but it's pretty fucked up, but they brought them back over here and they were like, they're super geniuses. And then they just gave them lives, regular lives. They got away with all that shit.
Yeah. I was watching some Russian documentary about how they had built a base in Antarctica and it was going to get into some UFO connections.
They're going to get down there in Guadalajara or whatever, south of the border.
Guadalajara is Mexico.
Okay. Well,
they went to Argentina.
There you go.
And there is a city called Colonia Dignidad, which has it's basically like a little Germany in the middle of Argentina.
Yeah. What is that Matt Damon movie where he finds them and he stabs his hand on the table?
I don't know.
No, he's a Jewish guy. He goes
in Argentina?
He goes back for revenge and he finds a bunch of Nazis.
What?
He goes down there. He's like the Nazi hunter.
He goes down there and like finds all the Nazis, and he finds one, and he takes a knife. It might not be Matt Damon. It's somebody. And he, I think it is.
Yeah. That sounds like a good movie, man.
That's a great movie. I remember the clip. It's, you know, in my head. Anyway, puts the knife on the table through the guy's hand. And then he goes, "You killed my mother and father." And then fucking kind of like a Inigo Montoya style of, you know, face down with the guy that got your people. It's a tale as old as time, but
yeah,
it happened to the Nazis.
And he was avenging his ancestors.
It's cool. I don't have any ancestors to avenge. Oh my God, people pretty much killed it till they died.
You want to hear something fucked up?
What?
I think my great-grandfather was in the Illuminati.
Okay, all right. Why do you think that your great-grandfather was in the Illuminati?
He was a 33rd degree Freemason.
Oh, my great-grandpa was a Freemason.
Really?
And like high up there. In Georgetown, he was the man. My uncle still does it. Both my uncles still do it. They're still in it.
Oh shit.
Yeah, dude. They're Freemasons, and they got like they gave me a sticker to put on the back of my car.
And the little like, G with the thing.
And we talk about it, and we make fun of them. Like, it is a prestigious deal. And I've been to a couple of their meetings where they went like they got higher up. They did something. And then
I need you to create a visual for me.
Oh,
take
dude,
me on this
like,
ride.
Okay, cool. So it's the chapters are in Temple. And in Bernie are the two chapters. My uncle Mark works for the Bernie one. I shouldn't be saying names and stuff.
Yeah.
Cut some of that bleep, 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 bleep. Just making a nightmare for Jake the Snake to edit.
Just like you walk in, what do you see? What are people looking like? What are they talking
just
like?
Regular dudes. And then they have a secret meeting. So you can be out there to eat dinner. You eat dinner as a congregation. And like, that's why we were there to like support my uncle and his deal. And then we're like, we're making jokes like, oh, where's the goat? You know, like, is it hidden in the rooms or like, what's going on? But they are serious about like, you don't come down this hallway. Like, you're not allowed into the meeting. They go into the meeting. They did whatever they did. And then they came out. And then we're like, they're like, he's now a 22nd degree, whatever. He's not like the grand poopah or whatever up the top. But he's like
33rd degree is the top.
Okay, there it is. He's not that one, but it's just like a bunch of men in their 70s, and they're all kind of cool guys. I mean, they come around and they're like, oh, I'm a lawyer, and oh, I'm a dentist, and they got just, they're spread out. They're high up in all these kind of different places. And I see it just as like a cultural, like, hey, you're in this town. It's kind of like a Rotary Club, but with cool hats.
Hats?
Yeah, they got the little poopah hats, the grand poopah, it's got like a lampshade kind of deal. Don't they wear those?
I have no idea.
You've never seen that?
No.
Yeah, they got them. That's like their official, when they go inside the room, they got to put the grand poopah hat on. And they got like this little cup thing and that goes on top of them. And then they go inside and they do their work. And then when they come out, they take them off and leave them at the door.
Huh.
Yeah. There's a lot of weird just kind of goings-ons, but nothing seems. I'll tell you one thing that my uncle does do that's kind of, we're like, what are you doing that for? He's doing, he takes metals and he melts them down.
So I think the research I've done it's basically like a fraternity or brotherhood.
It's like a frat. Yeah, it's like a Boy Scouts.
The older I've gotten, the more I've realized how important it is to be surrounded by like male, like role models.
Yeah, or just buddies that can tell you when you're fucking up.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of people won't tell you when you're fucking up.
I never really thought about it, like how important that was, because I always had it. As an adult,
you've always had what?
I always had like a group of guys around me that I was like,
yeah, same here. I had the guys at work, and if I was doing anything, they would fucking, hey, what are you doing that for? Or why are you doing that? Like, kind of helping you, and you can ask questions. You know, be like, hey, is this cool?
Yeah, I guess the way I think about it is I'm surrounded by men that I look up to.
Okay, who do you look up to right now? Top three guys.
Oh man,
you shouldn't have to think about it.
I don't want to
just get it out.
Leave out people.
Well, it doesn't matter. Who's the top three?
You want me to choose my top three friends? Yeah, I'm not going to.
No,
you're
not friends. The guys that you look up to. Your friends.
I look up to my friends, dude.
Well, I mean, you should have. I mean, then. Okay. I would say none of those are my. Well,
I think when I go out and I see everyone at like Latchkey and stuff, I look around and I'm like, dude, there's a bunch of celebrities here. Like this is like a few years away from people being like
either homeless or celebrities.
I mean, the musical side of things.
Oh, okay.
Those guys are going to blow up for sure. Oh,
100%. And comedy.
And there's a handful of comedians as well.
Yeah.
And I just thinking like, Chris Rogers said this to me the other day, and I was like, yeah, he's the artist that's doing does art at Vulcan, and he was doing
Chris.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I've hung out with him and had some like really long, good conversations with that guy.
He's a good dude, man.
He's a good dude and such a good artist.
Yeah. No. So he,
most painters I don't get along with. I don't know.
Well, he was cool first, you know. He's sober now, but
oh, I didn't know he was ever.
He used to drink. Yeah, he doesn't. He's completely sober now.
Oh wow!
So he's chilled out. I've only known him sober, but yeah, he's a great guy. But he said to me, he's like, yeah, I'm telling you, man. In like 10, 15 years, people are gonna look back at Austin and be like, what? They were all there at the same time.
I think that exactly will happen.
And I mean, the next batch of like big comics is, there's going to be people from Austin.
Oh, 100%. I think the next up and coming, and I'm a little biased of it, but just watching the skill level of like how when Austin comics go out of town, like I'll go out of town with a couple Austin comics and it's like, man, the scene is tearing it up. Like the scene is getting good. And there's like so much like, I don't know, like high tides raise all boats. So the people that were really wanting to do comedy saw Austin as potential and moved down. And that forced everybody, the locals, to get better, get out. And then that kind of evened up the gap. And mm-hmm. Now everybody right now is just skyrocketing. Now it's good against good. And you hear somebody killing on stage. You're like, man, I can't go up there and fuck around. I got to go like bring it, you know? But then I don't know. We're in a good place right now and it's about to get crazier. We got three more clubs opening up in January, supposedly. So we'll see what happens when that goes on. But
Sunset is supposed to open in January.
Yeah. January, February. Rogan's Club said he's opening up in January or February. He's been saying that for years, but,
Sunset, I'm real excited about.
Dude, Sunset's going to be a fucking, good time.
Yeah.
A daggum good time. Like the stuff that they're talking about doing, the energy of that room, like it's going to be fantastic, dude.
It's like right on 6th Street. It's just there's like nothing in it right now, but you can tell.
Oh,
it's got like an ugly ceiling.
There's a demon in there.
You think so?
Dude, 100%. I went in there and like, I can feel things. I got Cajun blood. So I do, man. I'd say about half of my genetics came out of Louisiana, at Texas side. Wet Texas is what I call Louisiana. But we're right on the border there. So we grew up in the tall pine countries. Anyway, I think that I have like a predisposed, be it gypsy or Irish or that Cajun blood. I can like feel things. I can feel when there's like a being hanging about.
All right.
Yeah. I got like a six, but some people have sixth sense. Normally it's in like, you know, white women with crystals. But I got a little bit of that too, you know? And so I was walking around with Allison Voidovich and she, both of us at the same time went like could feel something. And we're like, what was that? And she was like, you felt that? I was like, I felt that. And she was like, I think that's some kind of a spirit. And then we heard all these like cracklings and all these kind of goings ons when we were in this back room. And then when we came out to the front, it went away. And we're like, let's do another circle. And we went back through, it started again. And then when we got back into the main room, it went away. It was creepy, dude. There's something going on. But it could be a good demon, or not a good demon, but it could be like I don't know, let's see if it's a demon. It's a ghost of some kind of a paranormal extent.
I think angels and demons are the same type of entities, just on different frequencies.
I know.
Like, I think a spirit can change from an angel to a demon depending on its mood.
Wow, that's pretty intense. Is that Pentecostal?
No, I just made that up, actually. Oh, really? Right now.
Dude, see, this is the thing. Religions can get made at any time. It's a good idea. That might be true.
There's no way to know. But I can tell you, for humans, you can be an angel one minute and a devil the next.
It's a constant decision to be somewhere in the middle, I think, for me. Because I don't want to be like I want to break laws. So I don't want to be good, but also I try not to hurt anybody, and that's good.
But you're capable of making or ruining someone's day.
Oh, 100%. I can go out 5 minutes from now and ruin somebody's day. Easy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you consciously don't. So that makes you a good person.
And that makes you a good person. And I think it's not being a good person isn't a finite object.
But if humans can change so drastically from one extreme to another, why couldn't spirits in another dimension?
Well, it's just the argument of do they exist? And if they do exist, I could wrap my head around them being at least.
They 100% exist. I've seen them.
You've seen them.
I can show them to you.
You can't show them to me.
You got to do DMT.
No, that's a different thing. I've done mushrooms. It's not, dude. I've done mushrooms and talked to trees before, but that's on psychedelics. That I don't know. That's a good argument, bud. Because I used to be like, that's ridiculous. And then I took mushrooms and then like had a good conversation with a tree.
Really?
Yeah. Dude, I mean, I was standing out there and I was contemplating my life and I was sitting there and I the tree was not moving its mouth and talking to me. But it gave me an overwhelming, like I put my hand on it and it gave me an overwhelming, like, it's all going to be okay. And I was like, that could be God touching me through the tree. You know, that's where my Baptist brain would have gone. But I don't know. That could be like that tree's a living being thing. And it was like, man, this young boy needs a hug. And he's going through some, you know, traumatic stuff. And, it, you know, in that moment when I reached out, the tree gave me some love and compassion. You know, I just say, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. These hippies got something going on.
Yeah. I mean, mushrooms are like nature's cure for depression.
Yeah, dude. I'm telling you, if you're depressed, don't go get like 5-6 grams, but just take a little bit, mess around, go listen to some music. You know,
nah, you take 5 or 6 grams. I was depressed. I was depressed on Halloween and I was like, I'm going to eat mushrooms until I kill myself or am happy. And I was so happy.
Yeah, you're not going to get there on mushrooms. I don't know if you could pull the trigger on mushrooms. But what I say, as I warn people, is if you've got major trauma, maybe start light. If you got a lot of trauma in your past, you got you know, some stuff going on that you're still sad about and you've been ignoring, don't take a bunch because that's going to be rough. You need to take a little and go have a conversation with yourself and then come back and take a lot.
I don't condone illegal drug use to anyone.
I don't think psilocybin mushrooms, you grow them on your own. That's legal.
No, that's a big, crime.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, big time.
You can pick them out of cow patties.
Yes, that's true. But if you intentionally grow them, that's like I think it's like the same as cooking meth.
No, it's not.
It's manufacturing a controlled substance. Whoa, dude, someone's screaming outside.
Yeah, it might be a homeless person having a really bad day out there. Somebody's...
The person who shit on the building.
Bro. No, that was a big man.
Yeah.
That was a big man.
What's he eating?
I don't know. You ever give homeless people food?
Sometimes.
You ever give them cricket bars?
No. I've thought about it. And then I was like, then I'd just be littering all over Austin. And
well, they're eating beanie weenies and Vienna sausages and sometimes hot wings.
What if I just paid every homeless person in Austin to hold a sign as this golden cricket?
That's genius.
Is it though? That's I don't really genius, want to associate dude. Myself with homeless people.
Whatever, dude. You're feeding the homeless. You're doing a good thing and you're saving water by doing it.
Is feeding the homeless good?
I think it is. I think it's good because it's in the nature of somebody needs help. It's always good to help somebody. It's never not good. Now, does it create, in feeding them, what are you doing? And if you're feeding an employee of yours, that's a good thing. So you're having them, they're everywhere. Have them put signs on, get them little signs, sponsored by Golden Cricket Bar. And they're just, and they get like 3 a day.
The dude washing the things.
Dude, have that guy hey, cricket bars keeping me alive.
There's thousands of people seeing him every day.
Every day, dude. Every day. And the cops are probably going to pick him up if he starts advertising stuff. But you can work on that. Get him out of jail. Get him a better, you know.
Get another homeless guy.
Get another homeless guy. You know, wait till he's out. He's got 3 squares a day inside. Send him some merch or put some money in his commissary. And then you're building loyalty. You're building
this
brand.
This is hilarious,
loyalty.
But. I'm kind of taking it seriously.
I think you should, bud. I think you should. This is a good, it's a quality idea. How many people are going to get to see your thing? And you did a good thing, which puts good karma out into the world. And that will always be returned.
I mean, realistically, I should just stand out there with a sign.
Ah, you got Versace glasses on and a gold watch. You'll get robbed. You can't be, doing that.
I wouldn't wear this.
What would you wear?
I wouldn't get robbed. You kidding me?
I don't know, but I almost got robbed the other night.
Oh.
A homeless person
with do they have guns?
No, they don't have guns, but I had a gun. He came walking up to my door and he saw me had the gun. And then he just kept like hanging around. And then, so I'm going to the club. I don't wear my piece to the club. Right. And so I get out of the car. I pulled my piece out, stuck in the center console. He's walking around the corner. He sees it. And he starts going like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I was like, hey, man, it's good. Like, I'm not. He's like, are you a cop? And I was like, no. Get out of here. And then I stop and I think like, oh, fuck.
Who stops and asks someone questions when they're holding a gun?
Yes, dude. A homeless person.
A homeless person, yeah.
Yeah, a homeless person. And so now I know he knows I got a piece in my car. And so I can't just leave with good conscience, because he's just going to put an elbow through my window and steal my rounds. And so I had to go repark it. And then I was like, this fucking guy. And then I see him as soon as I park, I see him walking across the street and he stops and looks at me. And I'm like, I'm going to have to handle this homeless guy. Like, he knows, like, or I'm going to keep my peace on me. So I was like, fuck it. I have my concealed carry. So within my rights.
There's like not much you can do there.
Yeah. Well, you just got somebody eyeballing you and following you around.
Yeah.
And like, not like, dude, hey,
legal.
It's legal, but it's like, legal. Fuck around and find out.
Yeah.
You start breaking into cars and I don't know. I end up having to drive away again. And then I took my piece with me. I had to go pay for parking, which is bullshit. I would have just given him a 10 to watch my car if he was cool.
So you want me paying that guy and feeding him to advertise?
Not that guy. That guy's not a good character.
There's no way I'll know who's who.
That's true, man. You're taking a risk doing that. But hopefully that you do a kind thing and then they repay that with a kind thing. You know, maybe those could be your employees one day. You don't know. You're starting your ground for business up. Telling you, man, they need jobs. You know, what if Golden Crickets provides jobs for the homeless people in Austin? Now you're a cultural icon.
Oh, man.
And people are buying your cricket bars because of the good deeds that you've done. Spread a little love in the world, dude. What's that Beatles song? I feel like Jake's been checked out for.
Oh, yeah. He's not like my Jamie.
No, he's not like your Jamie. And that's not his job. I was asking him to do shit. And I'm sure he's back there going, fuck that guy. Yeah. Coming in this place and just asking me what to do, telling me to look up things like autism and Asperger's and Golden Cricket bars. And
Jake's already looked up the definition of Asperger's, I promise you.
No, I know. I like coming off the top of his head. So where is what is something that, so that's a good idea for cricket bars.
Yeah, yeah, I like it.
Golden Tooth. We got that one. What else? How do you want to market to tech? Who's your market to? Are you trying to reach everybody? You trying to go global with this thing? Or you have like a specific group that you're targeting?
I'm trying to knock them out one by one right now.
Okay.
Like, I'm pretty heavy on the martial arts community because that's what I do. And I sponsor my teammates and I'm sponsoring a pretty big event. There's people fighting from Extreme Couture, which is like the UFC gym in Vegas.
Okay.
And Goat Shed, which is like a big gym in Miami that probably has the most active social media account. Okay. Like you've probably seen shit from them.
Yeah.
They have like a white background and they do all this. It's all pros there.
Yeah.
So that's going to be huge. It's going to be in Austin and I'm going to be the official sponsor of that event.
Oh, that's pretty
cool. Golden Cricket is.
Nice. I have I got an idea. It cost around $4,000 for a rebuilt Miata. We wrap that sucker in gold, put a big old cricket in the front of it, and I drive it in the Champ Series in New Orleans.
I don't know how much money you think I have, but it's not that much.
Well, buddy,
hang on.
It's going to cost money to make money.
It's going
to
cost 10. That's true. It's going to cost $10,000 to wrap the thing.
No, it won't. I got a guy that'll do it for $2,500 and good. Like
gold?
Gold. Not, it won't be pure gold, but it's going to be gold colored.
Okay.
I'm saying a gold. We're not wrapping this thing in gold, dude.
No. But like shiny.
Shiny gold. Yeah.
Really? $2,500.
Wrap a Miata. And Miata is small. It's a tiny race car. It's a zipping little dude. And if we take that thing around a track, just the pictures you'd get alone, taking that thing around a track, going 140 miles an hour, it's not going to make it that fast. It's, I got aspirations on it, but I don't care how high I tune up a Miata, it's not hitting a straightaway, not a Coda. But you should come by the racetrack this weekend. We're going to be at Coda, Circuit of the Americas, my Porsche team.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah. And it's a free event.
You how far is it?
Watch. It's literally by the airport.
Oh, that's where I live.
It's the biggest track in America. One of the longest straights. It's the only place that F1 races at.
What's it called?
Coda, Circuit of the Americas.
Oh, I've heard that word thrown around before.
Yeah, it's a huge racetrack just right outside of Tide. They do NASCAR, Porsche Sprint. We're there all the time. People don't know about it. Like, it, their marketing isn't great because they're a racetrack and they feel like they shouldn't have to market. You should just know that there's a giant racetrack outside of town, but people don't. Like, it's just, it's a wild thing. But we're going to be there racing GT4s and GT3 Caymans and Cup cars this weekend for WRL World Racing League. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Nice.
Yeah. Get Golden Cricket sponsored something.
Yeah.
You can't sponsor a Porsche because that's like $480,000, but you can sponsor a Miata that I race. And then I take it around the track a couple times. If it crashes, it crashes. We'll have to, that's a problem. If I crash it, I'd have to like promise you I won't crash for like three races. Cause we crash.
Then we'd have to get some good filming of it.
Yeah. Tom's my film guy.
Nice. Oh yeah. He said you guys actually did some stuff.
We did. So we started on at New Orleans. We did the Busch car, a buddy of mine, Brian Leonard, the guy I was talking about. And, Blake, Balake, he has a Miata and he wrapped it in Busch. And, it was really cool. Cause it was him and his dad's project. And, he got to race it in New Orleans. Won first place. We took first, the first day. It's an 8-hour endurance race. So it's 8 hours straight, just rally car racing. And it gets wild. People fuck up. And all you need to get into the league is
you drove a car for 8 hours straight in a circle?
No. You don't. You take teams. You take turns. So you have usually two drivers, up to four drivers, or up to three drivers. So you do 2 hour stints at a time. So I would only be.
And then you like pull over?
And then you pit stop. And then while you're doing the pit stop and we're gassing, because you have to gas up every 2 hours. So one of your gas stops, you have somebody else hop in. Gets all cinched up, take back off, hit the road. And you're just going around the track.
Yeah, that doesn't sound very good for the environment. I don't know if Golden Cricket will be appreciated there.
Listen, it is, you know, you're spilling some gas and you're burning some gas.
Yeah.
But you're going fast.
I'll tell you who my target market isn't.
Okay.
NASCAR people, probably. Why? I just feel like they wouldn't be down.
They're bug-eating people.
Really?
Rednecks. We love bugs. We'll eat bugs. We're the best market you can market to. That's what I'm saying. If you figure out how to get a Texan on board.
So who are the people saying that I work for the World Economic Forum?
I don't know. I don't know those people. I don't know what the World Economic Forum is. And neither do the NASCAR people, but they know that crickets are cool. And if you could figure out how to eat them, you know, they possibly.
Okay, let's do it. We'll figure something out. I'm not saying yes to the Miata wrap.
Okay.
Well, what's a lower tier I can get in on?
You could probably do go-karts. You could probably roll on go-karts.
If you can get me something for $1,000, I'm in.
Okay. So it won't be able to wrap the car, but I can get you I'll talk to the racing team, the Porsche racing team, and we'll get you like a big sticker somewhere.
Okay.
Just pick whichever race car you like. We got four or five of them that race every weekend.
And how many people come to these events?
Not a lot, but I'm trying to change that. But you're going to get pictures.
Well, let's fix that first.
Yeah. Well, there's pictures that you can post and the following of the Porsche Sprint Challenge, because it's legit Porsche cars. But the only thing is, I don't know why people don't show up. People should start showing up because it's a long time.
Well, like you said, the marketing.
Their marketing is just.
Because how are you supposed to know anything exists? Like back
out there.
Before the internet, you know, people just. Huh, what's that store? Let's wander in and get to know the guy who works there. And he's the only one working there.
Mm-hmm.
And then maybe now you got
his wife, his kids.
Now you got a shoe
maybe
store.
Maybe some help in the back.
Crazy world, man.
I think you have a market that you're not capitalizing on.
The rednecks.
The rednecks. Yeah. Country folks. I wouldn't say rednecks and country folks.
Is that an offensive term?
I'm trying not to use it anymore because I think it does. It's got a negative stereotype to it. And it's not, I say it because it's the only thing that people can understand. Like what, you know, my personality is. And it's really just country because I got a little bit of cowboy. You know, I was bull rider. I love racing. I love driving fast. You know, I'm not a huge fan of the cops, but like we're cool. And so there's like, I consider myself just country, but if I said country, you'd be like, well, what does this guy mean? Is it Alan Jackson? Is it this? Is it that? So I've been trying to figure out like country folks or maybe, you know, I just feel like redneck. There's such a, and it's, I mean, my neck is always covered. It's never red. And the reason you're a redneck is because you're working out in the sun and you're always bent over and shoveling something. So the sun's always on your neck. It's always making it red.
But isn't the bullet a redneck thing?
See, but that's the controversial. That's the thing I'm saying. I don't have a redneck. My neck is wider than my ass. It doesn't see the sun. So like, it's not, I'm not redneck. I don't want to call myself a white neck because that sounds way worse.
Yeah. The English language doesn't, it's not sufficient.
It isn't.
There's got to be more things.
Well, that's the thing. We used to be able to just create it and mess around with it and change things. And then, like, even Bush, like, they made fun of him. He made up tons of words. But it's like we're under attack. Country folks have been under attack. And it's like the language, the audacity to say a language is done is, I think, is when the progression of languages stopped. We used to be able to just mess around. You know, you used to be able to think of stuff and be like, hey, that word's bibbly bop. Imagine being in an era where words were being created.
Yeah, black people do that.
Okay.
What? That's not racist to say.
I guess not. It gets hairy. It gets hairy.
Don't ask me like I'm the professional.
Well, you said it. You got to defend it. You can't just say crazy shit and not defend. So what is
That's not crazy. You listen to rap music. Yeah. And okay, I'm not going to say all black people.
Straight
I'll just say like hip hop music. I grew up on hip hop music.
Okay, yeah, don't say black people. Let's just not, yeah. Let's say hip hop.
In hip hop, they make up words.
That still sounds racist. They do make up words though, and it's allowed. Right?
I'm not saying a couple words. I like the words that they make up. They're some of my favorite words.
Dude, it's so
not
cool.
That one though. Which Wait, one? They didn't make that up.
No, they didn't. Yeah, no, that was on your people. And mine as well.
Okay, now I'm Jewish.
Now you're Jewish. Yeah, now we can be Jewish, dude. That Jewish scapegoat is just a good one, dog. If you actually have it, if you have the card in your back pocket, why not use it?
Time's about to be up, man. There's about to be another Holocaust the way things are.
Who do you think it's going to be?
Who's going to be next?
Yeah.
Dude, I've been saying this for years. I'm an Asian supremacist.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
I think Asians are the master race.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that turns out to be a weirdly positive thing.
It's weird that you think that's positive.
Is it? I don't care. I don't think there's any master race. I think anybody that thinks there is a master race is idiot.
Yeah, I don't actually.
I think we're all cool and there's all different, you know, mixes of us. I think the Asians have tried to stay the most like not mess around with white people. They think that if they, you know, breed with white people, then they get dumber.
Is that true?
Dude, I don't know, but they don't. They've kept their genetics strong.
Yeah.
You know, they're one. And it's like white people, we don't care. We're breeding with everybody. Let's figure this out. Let's get some cool, you know, multi thing going on.
I don't know about any crazy Asian conspiracy theories either.
They just don't talk to us. They keep to themselves.
Yeah. I mean,
they make North a lot Korea. Of shit. They talk a lot of shit, but I don't know a single besides when Hans Kim's Southern.
Yeah.
He's Southern Korean.
Southern Korea's
which used to just be Korea. So all of Korea. And then we said it's North and South now. That was the thing we did. Right?
I mean, let's see.
They did it technically, but we went in there and we're like, guys, you need to North South this thing. Communism and such.
Yeah, everything I'm thinking of saying sounds bad.
Yeah. It's like we're figuring it out, dude.
Yeah, it's kind of we're still kind of figuring out language.
Yeah.
If you think about it, because we're trying to say things that like we don't mean anything bad by anything we're saying.
Ooh, I think
but we're trying to use words to make it sound better.
Yeah. I think some people have talked about like the Elon Musk making the Neuralink stuff. Where you can just like hear intention in somebody's voice. Like it'll show you, like you get the little chip in the back of your head. What do you think about that?
I'm not going to do it.
Me neither. Until it gets really cool. I think I will do it because I think I'm going to be like 50 to 55 anyway when it really comes out. And then I'll be like, what do I got? 20 more years left. Fuck this. I want to
read
lines and stuff, dude.
I mean, if everyone else is doing it,
that's what I'm saying. You see how quick you gave up? You got to be stronger than that, Eli.
Oh, well, okay.
The computers are coming for it.
I just wanted to say no.
Yeah. I'll know when I'm getting close to dying. Like, I think I've got the kind of body that just like lets me know, right? Like it's going to start getting worse and worse and worse. And then right before it's all out. Ooh, I don't know because I'd like to go out. Well, you know what scares me is getting embalmed.
But you're dead.
I know. I don't know why, but it scares me. I want to be a part of the earth. Like, I want to be buried in Texas soil. Like, I want to be
like no coffin.
I want to be in a pine box. I want them to be a rickety pine box that the worms can work their way through and put a pecan seed right on my chest when you put me in there. And don't put any of that shit in there. Take the shit you want. Take my eyes. Take, you want my liver, you can have it. Take my balls, toenails, whatever you can for science. Leave some stuff. And then whatever's left of me that's not going to get used, put me in a pine box, put me in the ground.
Did you know every mummy ever was black? Every mummy they found?
I don't know, buddy. I think that might be like a, you ever seen like freeze burn?
you can tell by their hair, and they have like dreads and like long braids. Bro,
white people have dreads.
I want to show you a picture.
You ever seen a white dude in dreads?
Yeah.
That was also a big Viking thing.
Yeah, if I can stop scrolling, I'll figure it out later, man.
Yeah, dude, you don't have to. We don't have to have any facts on this, but there is lots of white people with dreadlocks. Vikings, the dudes that work at or that live in Colorado.
Yeah.
Some LA cats. I've seen some white dudes in LA.
No, these weren't. They were braids, but I don't, just the way you can just tell.
People braid their hair?
Yeah, but it looks different.
I guess that's true.
You can tell.
I'm trying to do the right thing here.
No, I'm saying all of the ancient kings were black.
Oh, well,
all the mummies were like high profile people that ran the world.
It was also Egypt and Africa.
Yeah, it is Africa. That's true. But Egyptian people aren't black. But
how do you know that? That's just paintings we saw.
What do you mean? I'm saying today, Egyptian people are not black.
Really?
Yeah, they look like Israeli or I don't know, whatever you'd picture a Muslim guy to look like.
War. Ugh, that's getting hairy. War swept through the entire valley. You know what's really creepy is watching the Sahara Desert spread.
What do you mean watching it spread?
Like, have you seen that map where it goes like from, you know.
Is it getting bigger?
60 years ago, the Sahara, like the whole Africa is getting covered in desert. Like the elephants are dying.
Whoa.
Yeah, do you remember when high school and or middle school when people were like, save the rainforest and we need to go, you know, build wells in Africa.
That's in South America, brother.
I know, but there was two different places. They were coming after us for, you get pennies and stuff for the Amazon rainforest or the wells in Africa. Those were the two deals. And people thought they were scams. It turns out it's not. That whole place is drying up.
Man.
Yeah. It's getting like bigger. You ever seen the Animal Planet?
So my point is, I think every race gets their chance at running the world.
Oh, and well, then the Asians have done the majority of it.
Not really.
Not their turn. Yeah, they had huge dynasties for like thousands and thousands.
Yeah, that's true. Of years. That's true, man.
White people, we've only had like a chunk.
But I feel like
it's like the last 200 years, 300 years. Before that, we were just like little dingy Viking people and then really bad-mouthed Brits.
Another thing is
white people that were doing anything. And then Irish, it was just that one little corner. And then Germany a little bit. Can you count? Do you count Russians as white people? Because I don't.
I mean, I guess technically they're Asians.
They're Asians.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck. And they're fighting bears and they got all those kinds of scrunched up faces. They're just white because, you know, they're good. But that's why I'm like, you know, don't blame us for what the Russians did because they're evil people. You know, they're out there doing bad shit. They're not white folks. We're only that one little, there were only that one little chunk was white people. And then we made it to America and spread a little bit. But yeah, I think if there's anybody that deserves it, it's those pygmies down there in New Guinea.
Guinea pigs?
No, the pygmies down there in New Guinea. The one that Chris, what's his name, fights for? Fight for the Forgotten? The pygmies?
I don't know. This whole topic is very risky.
Is it? Bringing awareness.
I don't know anymore, dude. We're just anything we say is bad.
This whole conversation has been just us trying not to be racist and do things.
You know? Mm-hmm. The Jews don't control the media and they're completely powerless.
Or here's the thing, they do and they're doing a great job. But killing it.
Yeah, but I don't. Why can't they just admit it?
I don't know. I don't think they're not, you know.
Anyone who says that. I
don't know anything about it. So I don't want to, like, I don't know anything about it.
If you cancel me, that's anti-Semitic. Also, I've already been canceled.
Have you? I bet you have. You've said some wild shit.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Why are you talking? I mean, you look at me. I've been when you do comedy.
Yeah.
Say wild things, and it's fun. Well, it's fun to say wild shit.
Do you know what I got canceled for?
No, I do not.
You're going to think I'm lying.
Okay. I never think you're lying, but.
I said that the police are not there to protect you. They're to just shoot and arrest you.
This was like right after I got on your podcast.
Yeah.
It was like the next episode.
No.
No?
It was a while after.
It was a while after? A
few months.
Okay.
The last episode was with Liz Splatt.
Oh, is Liz the one that got you canceled?
No. I got canceled the week before her. And then that came out at the same time at the news that Drinking Bros.
Yeah, you
told Mike to fire me.
Yeah. Because they told you, didn't they? Because they said that you can't, hey, we're a pro police. And even though I got my shit with the cops.
Yeah, yeah. They said they gave me the rules and I agreed to those rules. So it was 100% on me.
Yeah. And that's cool that you.
I'm just saying it's funny that that's what I was canceled for.
For sure. You know?
Also, I think I subconsciously sabotaged myself so I'd have more time to work on my company.
Look at that. That's growth right there, buddy.
But I don't know, man. I don't think it's growth. I'm just constantly questioning myself and I still feel
recognizing the same I always have. That's what you did is growth.
But I don't know if that's true.
What do you mean you don't know it's true? That's probably true. If that's what you said. You thought
I could. Yeah. But sometimes I fuck up and then I'll just be like, well, yeah, I did that on purpose. Cause then it makes me feel more in alignment with myself.
I've been thinking about being a therapist. Cause I'm good at asking questions.
Yeah. I
think that's all that therapists do. Really?
I mean, if you had a good price, I'd go to you.
Okay. I'll do it for what? $30 a month. You just talk all your
unlimited, bullshit. Unlimited.
No, complaining. No. You get two sessions of, I'd give you $30. I'd give you either 30 minute sessions or 1 1-hour session. $30 an hour.
Does this one count?
No, this one's free. This one's on the house, buddy.
All right, cool.
Yo, if I was your therapist, that's just a good sketch to do.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway,
you in like a sweater vest.
I mean, I don't have the sweater vest. I got one in the truck that's a camo vest.
That'd be funny too.
Yeah. And I'll just tell you about all the things. I think just having a therapist just to talk some shit out.
Okay. I have another thought.
Yeah.
This is also dicey, but in a different direction.
Okay.
So the whole rainbow flag being banned at Qatar.
What is that? Where is Qatar?
Qatar is where the World Cup's happening.
Okay.
And they don't
soccer.
It's illegal to be open about homosexuality.
Where?
In most Middle Eastern countries.
Oh, that makes sense.
But specifically Qatar. And they're saying like, hey, don't fly your rainbow flags here.
Okay.
Because we're not America.
Yeah.
And you'll get arrested.
I say, let them wave it. Let them wave it. It's free in America. Go do your thing. If you want to. Because what they'll figure out is that most places are not as cool and inclusive as America.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And it's about time people realize that.
Yeah.
We got a good thing going on here, and you're going to mess it up by just trying to go different places that people just want controversy, and they want to fight. And they'll go like, hey, these people aren't like as progressive as you are. And if you want to go die for a cause, that's cool. But that's probably what's going to happen. If you go waving over there, people are going to start throwing hands because they don't like wieners hanging around.
Yeah. So that was one of the two things. That was one of my two thoughts that I had from finding out that you could go to prison over there. Well, I mean, I didn't find it. I knew, but it was a reminder
everywhere.
You go to prison for being open about homosexuality.
That's rough. They used to be like bust lesbians.
But here's the thing though.
Yeah.
So I don't think I don't want to see two dudes making out.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah.
But I also don't want to see a man and a woman make out.
I don't care if
I don't want to see anyone make out. I don't want to.
If you want to make out and that's what makes your day better, make out. Have a good time. Squish each other's titties together. I don't care. But
I don't think you should make out in public, regardless of what you're into.
Now,
I don't like PDA.
Well, that's something you personally don't like. There's a lot of people that like PDA and they like showing other people that. And as long as it's not like in a braggadocious way, but what you can do is anytime you see somebody.
Wait, why is what they like more important than what I like?
It isn't. But them doing an action shouldn't have control over your life.
What about someone shitting on the front door of the building? That's different.
Okay, people tongue punching each other's tonsils is a different thing than to somebody taking a shit. Like, as long as their spit isn't flying at me,
it's not, dude. It's a bodily function.
They're doing something to each other to say, hey, like, I love you. And what you can do is you can go, hey, that's gross, and shame them.
What if they're fucking in the middle of that's Starbucks?
Different. Yeah, that's completely different.
Are you okay with that? It.
No, 100% no.
What about fingering?
No.
What about heavy petting?
I think that's okay.
What if they're laying on the floor together?
It's weird, but I'm like, what if that's what you need to do? You're not bugging me. If you're just laying on the floor, as long as you're not sleeping for longer than an hour. Because then that's the business you're taking up.
What if they're both obese?
Even better. Fat people need to get loving too. And if they found love in a hopeless place, you know what? This could be their moment. And let them have it.
I don't know. I think all bodily functions are gross. And even if you came on here and you were like, I fucking love having sex with pussy so much, I'd be like, that's a weird way to say it. But also it's like,
you can make me shame it.
That'd be weird to say. You wouldn't just say that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say that.
But that's what you're saying by having like a rainbow flag. Like, I love dick.
No, it's not. It's saying I'm in love with another person and I don't see those boundaries that other people have set to society.
Yeah, but like, why even say anything about how you feel sexually? I don't think there's any reason to talk about it.
Well, you shouldn't have to if... It's because it's legal here. It's like every time somebody's waving a rainbow flag, I'm like, yeah, man, what are you doing?
Well, okay. So,
but over there, it makes sense because that's illegal. And it's so, like, hey, if you're going to fuck around and die for a cause, then you might fuck around and die for a cause. But what's not going to happen is you're not going to, if they chop your head off, I'm not going to go over there and be like, hey, you're killing Americans, or I don't want my tax dollars going to somebody else because you were over there fucking around. Like, that's their laws and that's the way they do things. And if you want to fight against it, I mean, fight against it, but be smart about how you're fighting against it. Don't go in there and be braggadocious about it. Go in there and change people's minds. Go have hard conversations. And that might be rough. And you might get your head chopped off. But that's what it takes to drive a cause, to get people to listen.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Yeah.
I just think that every time I see like a rainbow flag, I'm just like, all right, like, you don't have to remind us that you want to fuck the same gender. I really don't care. You fuck whoever you want, as long as they're into it too and of age.
Yeah.
Like, but I just don't see why you need to just, it feels like they're trying to convert us into being gay with them.
I think that's a you thing.
I mean, it's like being pushed.
And some of them are. That's a problem. Some of them are. Gay guys are crafty and they're going to try to get you to suck their dicks.
I mean, not on a personal level. Yes, definitely on a personal level. A lot of guys are trying to fuck me.
Yeah.
That's fine. Guy. That's fine.
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm talking about like these mass exhibits of like, I went to Winter Wonderland here with a lovely date and they had a, like an art exhibit and it was just a bunch of glowing pants.
Yeah.
Down by the shit river.
Okay.
And, you know, we took some funny chocolates and.
Where is this going?
I just realized that the whole art exhibit was like a gay thing.
Why did it have to be a gay thing?
I don't know. I don't know why they had to make it gay. It's just,
what were they doing that made it gay?
Well, there's a rainbow flag, and then it turned out all the pants were men.
Okay,
there's no female pants. And then it just, if you look,
what made them male pants?
Straight leg, no curve.
Oh, no curve.
Boots,
hips, and boots.
I don't remember if there were boots. I think it was
mom
just
jeans
pants.
Are straight.
And they were playing guitar. There was a big rainbow flag.
Just because there's rainbows doesn't make it. I mean, it could have been a gay thing. I wasn't.
It said, no, it was, I was with a girl and she agreed. And she also remarked that it was weird that the whole thing was kind of geared towards.
What if y'all just
turning everyone gay?
A gay parade?
Like that was the whole point?
Yeah. And that's where people
weird feel
like they can go.
You don't see me at pussy parades.
If there was pussy parades, you'd be there.
I would not.
You would not go to a pussy.
That's parade. No. That's weird.
Is that weird? What is a pussy parade?
I don't know. Is it a bunch of guys saying we love pussy, or is it a bunch of hot girls?
It's nobody saying because nobody was saying anything about loving cock. What they were doing is they were just putting structures of, imagine going to a regular art exhibit and it's all women. Because most of the time, it's all the statues are women. Most of the statues are women. Nice, gorgeous statues. You're walking around like, these are gorgeous babes everywhere. This is hot. Their pants are glowing. These hot babes have glowing pants. And most of the time, there's like titties.
No, what about fucking David? There's plenty of jack guys.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with jack guys.
Okay.
I have a problem with obese people, I guess.
So it's fat gay people that you don't like.
I guess everyone should just be a good
looking. I do not like, I don't like promoting obesity. And like, I don't think you should promote, I think promoting a healthy living style. And my thing is, you don't have to go to the gym to be healthy. I don't go to the gym. I haven't gone to the gym in probably like 3 years.
Well, you do man work.
So do man work.
You're probably stronger than me.
Do shit that makes you, you know, makes that's fun. Like I pick up tires for the racing team and like,
yeah, I don't go to the gym either. I fight people.
Yeah.
Well, that's exactly. Also a gym, but
that's it's technically a gym and you're working on stuff, but you're doing it in a fun way. I think if more people, the reason people get fat and they're like, I can't figure out how to work out. You don't have to just go do something interesting, go fishing, go hunting, go. I don't know. I'm thinking of the things that I do, but you go hiking, go be
play stop eating golf. The poison that the government's feeding you and start eating crickets.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Dude, crickets are higher in calcium, magnesium, iron, zinc, and potassium than bananas or spinach or like any other source of those micronutrients. They're like literally a superfood. And they have this fiber in them called chitin, which is it's arguable that it might not be digestible,
yeah.
But it's more bioavailable than the fiber in plants. And
are you going to make opportunities for free range crickets?
Our crickets are free range.
Okay. Where are they free ranged?
In Canada.
In Canada.
Yeah. So Canada. I see the future of this company really expanding over to Europe and Canada.
Okay. It's already in Canada and Europe.
Not my company. No.
Oh, but you said that's where the crickets are.
The crickets are there, yes.
Oh, that's where you're buying the crickets. Why don't you buy Texas crickets?
Because I'm at the mercy of my manufacturer.
Oof, that's rough. You can't make a cricket farm down here?
Oh, could easily.
I got 10 acres in Florence, Texas.
And then, okay, we could talk about building a cricket farm eventually.
Dude, make a cricket farm.
Because it's not hard.
My dad loves farming shit. He's got pigs out there.
What would be hard is getting it to be like approved for... I don't know what kind of loopholes you need to go through paperwork.
Florence, Texas has there's no city ordinances out there. You can just pretty much do it.
No, to make food and then have it sold in a store.
That's true.
You got to pass a bunch of tests.
Yeah, we'll make sure the tests are, you know,
accurate. I don't know what that entails.
That's true.
I have no idea. Probably a lot of paperwork and a lot of money. It's probably more expensive to figure out how to not get in trouble for using your own product than it is to actually create and run a cricket farm.
So what do you think we're going to do with the government? They keep, cause they're getting close to, they're just putting their fingers in everything.
Well, hopefully
like
they'll start pushing the cricket agenda and then I'll be like, cool, I beat you to the punch. And then everyone who's like, so my whole thing is the pushback I've been seeing on the internet.
Yeah.
Is people,
I'm sure you got some wild pushback.
Oh yeah. It's funny because it comes from conspiracy theory minded people, which I totally understand.
Yeah.
But they'll be like, stop pushing the bug agenda on us.
Mm.
And it's like, well,
why does everything have to be an agenda? Why can't it just be a good idea?
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it might be an agenda of, I think some of like the World Economic Forum is just like this. I don't even really know what it is. It's just a bunch of super rich people talking about taking over the world and embedding us with like DNA. RFID chips and stuff. And I've never heard them say anything specifically about pushing insects.
Okay. But
there's a lot of memes about it.
Well, it's like, we got to find a solution because what we're doing right now does not work. And you can tell.
What do you mean?
Just feeding everybody. It's so hard to feed everybody.
Oh, a solution to feeding everyone poison?
Well, yeah. Well, that's the problem.
You're not going to like the answer, brother.
What?
It's going to have to be another great flood. Ugh. We're beyond repair. The system is so has its claws sunk in to the point where you don't even feel normal if you're not driving on a paved road, you know?
That's true. I went back to see my grandma this Thanksgiving. Lives down a long dirt road and there is no cell phone service for anybody. Like if you want cell phone service, you have to go into town. And she lives out there and happy as you know, as happy can be.
I mean, we're not being force fed anything, you know?
Yeah, we are.
We're being manipulated.
Yeah.
but no one's making us go buy candy. I make the decision to buy candy and I regret it every time.
Yep.
So I think it just, I think the solution is
stopping to doing all of that.
The solution, I think, is just better education and better information.
And they got us with these kids, dude.
Which ones?
There's the pandemic. Just sent all these kids home. These kids are dumb now. Yeah, I was talking to some like fourth and fifth graders this weekend at a bar, at a bar.
And wait, really?
Yeah. I was like, what the fuck are you kids doing here? No, not at a bar. It was at a party. Just some kinfolk of mine and some other friends and family. It was a baby shower. And, kids, if you know, I like mess around with kids. I'll go, you know, play hide and seek or whatever. And like, well, you know, there's like kids are hanging around. It might sound a little weird. I was sitting there, we're talking to the kids at
it was families.
It's family time, you know? And, I remember, we're sitting there and we were playing, tag and, freeze tag. I was sitting there and me and this kid were frozen. I was talking to him for like 5 minutes. I was like, this kid is so dumb. Just and I was like, are all the kids like this? And then also I looked, they would play for like a little bit and they were all on their phones.
Yeah. Dude, I remember growing up
just giving them phones and iPads. There's like 17 devices everywhere. All the kids, fourth graders shouldn't have iPhones. It's crazy because they're just sitting there on TikTok, just going like this. And I'm like, I don't want to have to be the old guy that gets all like, oh, these damn kids and their phones. But it's becoming a legit problem. It has been for years, but it's getting bad now because their brains are just cooked. They're not thinking about shit. They're not, there's nothing behind their eyes.
I can't imagine how bad my ADD would have gotten if I was raised on TikTok.
Oh, we got to go outside and chase kids with poop sticks. You ever do that? You would find a piece of cow patty or something and you'd put it on the end of a stick and you would chase everybody. Now tag is fun when it's just tag. When you're chasing with a poop stick, tag becomes a completely different ballgame.
You got high stakes involved.
Because you don't want to get touched with the poop stick. Because now you're the stinky boy that has the poop stick. And but then the good thing about is somebody touches you with a poop stick, you get instant revenge because you get the poop stick. Because as soon as you touch somebody with a poop stick, you got to drop the poop stick and haul ass. And the next guy gets to pick up the poop stick, and now everybody's getting touched.
That sounds like a good time.
It's a great time, man. That's things like that.
We should go do that later.
Yeah. Yeah. Doing this weekend. Yo, dude, I swing on poop stick games now. The adult rules for poop stick is different. But yeah, man, I think you should, you know, be kind to everybody. We could all just start doing that. We're going to end up in a better place. And if the government gets out of hand, we just need to go down there and just clear them out. Feed them cake. At some point, that's what we did before. You know, that's when the Brits were all taxation without representation and all that, you know, Tea Party.
Oh, I don't think we have a chance, man. I think the people at the top are so in power that they will orchestrate anything against them. And dude, they'll fund both sides of the war.
No, it won't be both sides. It'll be people rising up and being like, it's not us against them. It's not black against white. It's not north against south. It's poor against rich. And if you're not one of the top 15, then you're poor. And let's get them out and let's make some new laws, make some new rules, and let's figure this out. Hope the Chinese don't take us over. But, you know, if we go down there and just go, hey, you guys are messing up. We're tired of it. And the majority of people are, you know, it's kind of resurrection or not.
Okay, this brings me back to what I was going to say earlier is that.
I don't mean most of the stuff I said.
A lot of people.
Is Jake still there? I can imagine Jake listening to this whole thing.
He's tuning in and out.
Man, this allergy is so kicking my ass.
A lot of people that do not like my business, which I honestly shouldn't even be spending this much time talking about them because it's a minority.
Yeah.
But it's got me thinking. It's not like upsetting me. It's just like, it's just got me thinking that like the way I don't know if they're thinking that I'm just going to like get all this money and then. Or they probably think I'm already a billionaire or something. I don't know.
You dress like a billionaire.
What?
You dress like a millionaire, at least.
Thanks. But the
for the job you want. I appreciate that.
It works, I think.
Yeah, dress for the job you want. I'm dressing as a trucker.
All right. My point is, fuck, dude. What was I saying?
You had it going, dude.
Yeah.
You're talking about your haters.
Okay. So.
This minority.
The more money I make from this company, the more I'm going to invest in marketing, which is music, comedy, martial artists, promoting my stuff. So the more I can help my community and the more I can have events in Austin.
Yeah.
So the more people that support my company, the better it's going to be for everyone.
Yeah. And it's dude. And also honestly,
like I have the ability to help out the best up and coming comics in the world, the best up and coming musicians in the world. Yeah. Best up and coming fighters in the world.
Yeah.
And
you're doing it authentically.
So yeah. Yeah. Cause I just,
by selling crickets,
I want to get rich and I want all my friends to be rich with me.
It's a good idea. And you can feel the authenticity in it.
And anyone who gets to know me drops that online shit real quick.
Nah, you can't worry about those online people, dude.
But it's a lot. And I'm trying to figure out how to.
If they don't like you, they don't like you. You can't do anything about it.
I can change all of their minds.
You can, but
I don't have that much time.
But you don't change their minds by telling them things. You change their minds by doing things.
And then editing these clips where I explain things and then slowly marketing it to them.
Ah, why try to wiggle it in on them? Just make a good product that people like and people will fuck with it. And your authenticity with a good product behind it sells every day. People want to be on a team.
You're right.
And if you're creating a good team and you've got a good product that you believe in, it's 100%.
But I do like a challenge, and it also bothers me.
Yo, you got a challenge ahead of you, bud. You got a challenge ahead of you. But it's a good idea. And
I don't feel the most challenging part about running this business easily has been websites not loading, slow Wi-Fi.
Getting people to eat crickets isn't on top of that list.
Not even close.
Really?
Not even close.
I'm telling you, because I'm giving you honest feedback, you know, but I took it and I like it. I had it at the Deer Lease. When I went to the Deer Lease, I had it. Do you have one today? Can I try it?
No.
Damn.
You also have to explain to me what a Deer Lease is.
What? You don't know what a Deer Lease is? Okay, that's not that wild of a thing.
That's what I said to you last time, and then you never got into it.
Okay. Look, so a Deer Lease is, in Texas, most of the land is owned by Texans. So there's very little public land, right? The state of Texas is owned by Texans, not the government. And so with that, it's kind of shitty because you can't just go out anywhere and hunt, right? But what Texans do to kind of mitigate that is anybody that has land, rents it to people that don't have land. So you can come on there's a big stretch of property. And I mean, I would say a quarter of Texas is made up of deer leases. When you're driving, you see an open land, that's probably a deer lease. And what they do is they make money by guys like me. We've got land in Paducah, but I had a lease in Llano. I've had a lease in Kennedy, Texas, where it's 150 acres. Okay, so it's a chunk of land that somebody owns that land, right? So what I do is a hunter like me says, I want to go hunt on this specific piece of land for a year. I'll give you $1,500 just for the hunting rights of that land. And no one else can shoot.
And you just shoot deer that happen to come by.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the idea is cultivating a piece of land. So like when I show up to a deer lease, you don't just shoot everything in sight. You use, you know, you go in there and you set up a deer feeder, you set up a stand, and then you kind of watch everything that comes in and you take the lowest of the genetic pool and shoot that one. And then the next year you shoot the other, like the new crop that comes out. Somebody's, you know, you got an 8 point. And next year you got 6 8 points, and the next year you've got 6 8 points and 3 4 points, right? So then you look and you go, okay, which is the oldest one of those 8 points? Shoot that dude. And the next year that 4 point will turn into an 8 point. And now you've got good genetics continuing throughout. So nothing bad's ever there. You got one that comes on wobbling up that looks all like messed up or something, you know, or like a fully white one. I shot, you know, I haven't got to shoot a white one, but I've heard about them. Like albinos, you know, you want to take those out of the gene pool. You know, you want to get ones that have like maybe a tiny baby arm leg. That's happened before. Or if you see one that somebody else shot and has got like a messed up shoulder, you got to take that, you know, put that one out of its misery, collect the meat out of that. An old doe. Say if you see an older doe and all the other does have babies around her and this one doesn't, that means she's done having babies. She's in menopause. Don't take her out. So you do that genetic, you know, cleansing, and then you have quality deer running around, and then you can pick a good one in a couple years. That's what you do at a deer lease.
Man, that sounded so racist.
I know it did. It was when I was explaining it to you, but
it was fascinating though.
That's what you do.
Yeah. That's very interesting.
Releases, yeah. It's not racist. It's against animals. Species. And you're doing a good thing. Speciest. I mean, that is weird. That's one thing that like you do want to do genetic cleansing when it comes to like hogs and cows. And like when we worked cows a couple weeks ago, Maverick and I, we worked about 80 head of cattle. And, you know, cut the babies away from the mamas, weaned them off, branded them, with the steers, cut the nuts, and then turned them back out to pasture, gave them their vaccinations. And then, you know, if there's a bad one or if there's an older, we sold three or four of them. They were like, you know, obviously their size built was like 3 years old. They looked like a 3 year old. They're huge, but their udders are tiny. So it's like, you know, that she's obviously not breeding. She needs to go to the meat market. So load those gals up.
They probably eat crickets.
They would eat crickets.
Hey,
my cows eat everything.
You've had the Golden Cricket protein bars a number of times, right?
I have.
How do you feel about them?
I will tell you that they are.
I don't want your honest feedback. I want you to say that they're amazing so I can turn this into a clip.
All right. Ready?
It's too late for honest feedback. The formula's made. I cannot make any changes.
I'm going to give you an
honest. You can help with the next flavor, though.
I can't help with the next flavor. Can I help with the next flavor? Dude, I would love to do some taste testing. I'll give you honest feedback on taste tests. 100%. I don't not like the cricket bars. I'll give you a good one. I like the cricket bars. Cricket bars are tasty. Let me do another one. Say it again. I'll give you good honest.
Did you like the cricket bars?
Dude, I love the cricket bars. I had them at the deer lease when I was in need of sustenance. And I'm going to tell you right now, I had three Lone Stars before I had the cricket bar. I had that cricket bar and I had another three Lone Stars after that. And I felt great when I got back to the house. I did. I felt like I had the nutrients that I needed. And I felt like it was warming and life-giving.
I feel that way too after six beers.
Yeah, dude. No, it takes me 12 to feel like that regularly, you know? I was eating them at the deer lease. And honestly, I took them out and I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. It's the first time I tried one. Took a bite and I was like, that's good. That was my reaction.
Yeah, it just tastes like a protein bar, man.
It tastes like a protein. But here's my thing. I'm not crazy about protein bars.
That's a lot of people. That's why we got a horchata cricket protein powder for smoothies coming out soon.
Good. That sounds great.
What's your favorite part about Golden Cricket?
My favorite part about Golden Cricket's you. That's what it is. I like supporting my friends, and I like supporting somebody that's following their dreams. I think that's a big thing for me. Somebody that is going for it and coming up with a unique way to provide for themselves. And I think it's a good cause. And I think that I believe in it. I think you're going to figure it out. And I think that, I think you need some more flavors. I think we can get a lot more flavors, but, my favorite part about Golden Cricket is Eli Halpern.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, dude.
Got anything else?
I want to say, I think we should do the tooth thing. I think that's about the best idea you could come up with, as far as marketing goes. I think you should go out there and you should call your grandparents. Make sure you call your grandparents, tell them you love them, unless they were horrible people, and then send them some, Amazon Prime packages of cotton balls or something.
Mine are dead.
Oof. Sorry, buddy.
It was a long time ago.
Yeah. Mine are, you know, out there. So I've still got a few left, but mine are passing away.
Dropping like flies.
Nah, not dropping like flies. I think my grandma's going to make it to at least 110. She's only 80. Call your grandparents and eat Golden Cricket bars. I think they are tasty. I do think that, genuinely think that they are tasty. And I think that they give you nutrients that other things can't. And you should chow down on some. If you're a truck driver, eat Golden Cricket bars.